This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The federal government wants to significantly increase the amount of land in a four-state conservation area known as the Silvio Oconte Wildlife Refuge. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is now gathering input on a 15-year plan for the refuge. And as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, environmentalists have very different ideas about the plan.
The refuge was established in 1997 to protect the entire Connecticut River watershed. Its 36,000 acres covers land in Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has released a draft conservation plan with four alternatives, including one that would more than double the land in the refuge. Under the most ambitious plan, the number of acres in Vermont would grow from just under 27,000 to almost 93,000.
Quite honestly, the Watershed Council does not agree with the choice of Alternative C, which is the preferred choice for the Fish and Wildlife Service.
That's David Dean, reading a statement at a recent hearing on behalf of the Connecticut River Watershed Council. Dean says that while the Watershed Council supports the conservation work of the Conte program, the federal government should work more with local conservation groups to gain easements and raise money to purchase sensitive areas. He says that would ensure that towns continue to receive fair tax payments.
Towns' experience with federal ownership is that the refuge has in the past and would likely in the future not modify its pilot payments upward as land values change upward in a community. The result is that significant lands under federal ownership usually result in the loss of tax revenue at the state and local level.
Dean's comments were in sharp contrast to those of Emily McAdoo, president of the Putney Mountain Association. The Conte Refuge includes a 285-acre parcel that abuts land near Putney Mountain, and under the plan, the government would construct a new trail and allow more access.
We endorse Alternative C of the CCP. Putney Mountain Association will work in partnership with the refuge to offer interpretive programs and to support refuge initiatives.
Other comments at the hearing were much less supportive of the overall plan. John Cavaney is the vice president and woodland manager at Sierrasosimo Lumber Company in Brattleboro.
I can't support any of what's being represented, especially Article C. And the reason for that is, truthfully, it's economic. I stand here speaking for myself, but I also speak for 300 employees in our company. In my 40-plus years of experience, most of these landowners have been good stewards. With all due respect, they don't need the help of the federal government.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it prefers Alternative C, which in Vermont would expand the Nulhegan Basin Conservation Area and add new protected areas around the West River, White River, Ompompanoosuc River, and Ottauquechee River. The federal department says it will make a decision this spring on which of the four options it will choose. The final plan could go into effect in summer 2016. Comments on the plan will be accepted by the U.S. government until November 16th. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.